Ministry of Education, Sport and Youth, State Institutes of Further Education, Class E1, Adults, End of Year Examinations, May 2026. Part 1 Listening, Exercise 1. Listen and draw lines. There is one example. There is one extra name.
Wow, this is a nice photo, Adam. Where was it taken?
Yes, indeed, Emma. It's fantastic. It was taken at the college campus.
You look happy. Who are your friends? I don't think I know them.
You're right. Look at the girl who is playing with the dog. Her name is Lisa.
The dog is so cute.
Yes, it is. Lisa loves that dog.
Can you see the line? This is an example. Now you listen and draw lines.
Who is that boy talking to the girl with the black hair?
Do you mean the boy who is playing the guitar?
No, the one near the dog.
Oh, this is Alex. He is my best friend.
How about the girl eating grapes?
The one with the curly hair, that is Maria.
I see. And who is the girl reading a book? She is sitting next to the boy who is playing the guitar.
That is Mia. The boy playing the guitar is Fernando. He is very talented. He also plays in the college band.
Cool. There are two others playing frisbee at the background. Are they your friends too?
Yes, they are.
Who is the boy throwing the frisbee? The one with the white t-shirt.
That is Mark, my roommate at the college.
It looks like a fun group of friends, Adam.
They are. We had a lot of fun that day.
Now listen to exercise one again.
Who is that boy talking to the girl with the black hair?
Do you mean the boy who is playing the guitar?
No, the one near the dog.
Oh, this is Alex. He is my best friend.
How about the girl eating grapes?
The one with the curly hair, that is Maria.
I see. And who is the girl reading a book? She is sitting next to the boy who is playing the guitar.
That is Mia. The boy playing the guitar is Fernando. He is very talented. He also plays in the college band.
Cool. There are two others playing frisbee at the background. Are they your friends too?
Yes, they are.
Who is the boy throwing the frisbee? The one with the white t-shirt.
That is Mark, my roommate at the college.
It looks like a fun group of friends, Adam.
They are. We had a lot of fun that day.
That is the end of exercise one. Now look at the instructions for exercise two. Exercise two. Listen and write one word or a number in each gap. There is one example. You will hear a woman calling a travel agent to ask for information about a safari trip.
Explore Africa Travel Agency. How can I help you?
Good morning. I'm calling to ask about the safari trip you have advertised on your website. I'm really interested in joining because I love wildlife.
Of course. I'd be happy to give you more information.
Great. Where does the safari take place?
The safari takes place in the National Nature Reserve, and you will be able to see many animals like elephants, lions, tigers, and giraffes.
That sounds exciting. How many days does the safari trip last?
It's a 3-day tour, and it includes all meals and a guided jeep ride every morning. It costs 400 euros.
Fantastic. I think the price is quite reasonable. Can I book a spot?
Yes, certainly. Can you tell me the date?
Saturday the 13th of May works best for me.
I'm sorry, there aren't any available spots for the 13th of May. What about on Saturday the 20th, which is 1 week later?
No problem. Could we meet tomorrow at 9 o'clock in the morning to discuss the details?
That would be great. I will be expecting you at 9 Brown Street in the centre of London.
Thank you. See you tomorrow. Have a great day.
Have a great day too.
Now listen to exercise 2 again.
Explore Africa Travel Agency. How can I help you?
Good morning. I'm calling to ask about the safari trip you have advertised on your website. I'm really interested in joining because I love wildlife.
Of course. I'd be happy to give you more information.
Great. Where does the safari take place?
The safari takes place in the National Nature Reserve, and you will be able to see many animals like elephants, lions, tigers, and giraffes.
That sounds exciting. How many days does the safari trip last?
It's a 3-day tour, and it includes all meals and a guided jeep ride every morning. It costs 400 euros.
Fantastic. I think the price is quite reasonable. Can I book a spot?
Yes, certainly. Can you tell me the date?
Saturday the 13th of May works best for me.
I'm sorry, there aren't any available spots for the 13th of May. What about on Saturday the 20th, which is 1 week later?
No problem. Could we meet tomorrow at 9 o'clock in the morning to discuss the details?
That would be great. I will be expecting you at 9 Brown Street in the centre of London.
Thank you. See you tomorrow. Have a great day.
Have a great day too.
That is the end of exercise 2. Now look at the instructions for exercise 3. Exercise 3. You will hear David Lawrence, the manager of a zoo, presenting his assistants and the job they do. Look at the pictures. Now listen and match the people with the pictures. There is one example.
Hello everyone, and welcome to our amazing zoo. My name is David Lawrence, and as the manager of this place, I would like to present you my assistants, my dream team that gives their best every single day to make this place a safe shelter for all the animals. To begin with, Tom is our zoo guide. He shows visitors the animals and teaches them how to be kind to nature. He knows whether guests and animals are happy or not, anytime.
Can you see the letter C? Now you listen and write a letter in each box.
Next, Rosie, our volunteer organiser. She finds people to help us. The helpers clean the animals' home. She used to be a visitor, just like you, when she was a kid. All our animals love Bob. Bob is the zookeeper who feeds the animals and keeps their homes clean along with our helpers. Liam is the environmental educator. He gives talks about animals and our planet. We all need to know our home Earth and how to protect it. Judy is a zoologist. She watches the animals every day. She records everything she finds and helps us understand what the animals need. Last but not least, our animal doctor, who helps the sick animals get better. Elsa is our vet, who keeps the animals healthy and strong. Let's give these people a big round of applause for their great work. We are grateful for their dedication. Thank you all for giving us hope and strength to continue. You are always welcome to our zoo.
Now listen to exercise 3 again.
Next, Rosie, our volunteer organiser. She finds people to help us. The helpers clean the animals' home. She used to be a visitor, just like you, when she was a kid. All our animals love Bob. Bob is the zookeeper who feeds the animals and keeps their homes clean along with our helpers. Liam is the environmental educator. He gives talks about animals and our planet. We all need to know our home Earth and how to protect it. Judy is a zoologist. She watches the animals every day. She records everything she finds and helps us understand what the animals need. Last but not least, our animal doctor, who helps the sick animals get better. Elsa is our vet, who keeps the animals healthy and strong. Let's give these people a big round of applause for their great work. We are grateful for their dedication. Thank you all for giving us hope and strength to continue. You are always welcome to our zoo.
That is the end of exercise 3. Now look at the instructions for exercise 4. Exercise 4. Look at the pictures. Listen and tick under the correct picture. There is one example. Where did Jim go at the weekend?
Where did your friend Jim go at the weekend, George?
Well, he wanted to watch a football game.
So, did he go?
No, he didn't, because his dad wanted to go to the basketball game and his mum wanted to go to the cinema.
Did he go to the basketball game then?
No, his dad had to work, so he went with his mum to the cinema.
Can you see the tick? Now you listen and tick the box under the correct picture. Question 1. What does Lucy want to buy?
Where are you going, Lucy?
I'm going shopping.
What do you want to buy?
It's my birthday, and I want something new to wear at my party.
Do you want a new dress?
No, I want new high-heeled shoes, because my mum gave me a beautiful skirt.
Question 2. Where are Anne's parents going?
Are those your parents walking, Anne?
Yes, that's my mum and dad. They are going to town.
Are they going to the supermarket?
No, we went there yesterday and then we watched a performance at the theatre.
So, where are they going?
They are going to a new restaurant for lunch.
Question 3. Which is Fiona's new pet?
Hi, Ben. I got a new pet yesterday.
What did you get? Another parrot?
No, my sister didn't want another parrot.
So, what did you get? I remember that you've always wanted a dog.
It's true. I like dogs, but I got a cute little cat.
Question 4. What does Fred have for breakfast?
Good morning, Fred. What do you usually have for breakfast?
Well, I usually have cereal with milk.
Only cereal with milk? I like having pancakes for breakfast.
I don't like pancakes.
Really? I also remember that you don't like eggs.
That's true. I don't like eggs either.
Question 5. What time does the film at the cinema start?
Come on, Sam, hurry up. We are late.
I'm almost ready, Mum. Let me get the tickets from the living room.
We should leave now. It's 7 o'clock and the film starts in half an hour.
Jenny said that she'll be there at 7:15.
Okay, but we need to leave now. Don't forget to take some money with you.
Don't worry, Mum. I'm coming.
Now listen to exercise 4 again. Question 1. What does Lucy want to buy?
Where are you going, Lucy?
I'm going shopping.
What do you want to buy?
It's my birthday, and I want something new to wear at my party.
Do you want a new dress?
No, I want new high-heeled shoes, because my mum gave me a beautiful skirt.
Question 2. Where are Anne's parents going?
Are those your parents walking, Anne?
Yes, that's my mum and dad. They are going to town.
Are they going to the supermarket?
No, we went there yesterday and then we watched a performance at the theatre.
So, where are they going?
They are going to a new restaurant for lunch.
Question 3. Which is Fiona's new pet?
Hi, Ben. I got a new pet yesterday.
What did you get? Another parrot?
No, my sister didn't want another parrot.
So, what did you get? I remember that you've always wanted a dog.
It's true. I like dogs, but I got a cute little cat.
Question 4. What does Fred have for breakfast?
Good morning, Fred. What do you usually have for breakfast?
Well, I usually have cereal with milk.
Only cereal with milk? I like having pancakes for breakfast.
I don't like pancakes.
Really? I also remember that you don't like eggs.
That's true. I don't like eggs either.
Question 5. What time does the film at the cinema start?
Come on, Sam, hurry up. We are late.
I'm almost ready, Mum. Let me get the tickets from the living room.
We should leave now. It's 7 o'clock and the film starts in half an hour.
Jenny said that she'll be there at 7:15.
Okay, but we need to leave now. Don't forget to take some money with you.
Don't worry, Mum. I'm coming.
That is the end of exercise 4. You have 1 minute to check your answers. That is the end of the listening exam.